when we start being Maskar Masha Baruch Amar Degashim on Sukkah, so it's preceded by a piyut, a special piyut that we say during Chazaras HaShatz of Musaf. It starts with Zachar Av Nimshech Achrecha Kamayim, and then we end off Bavur Al Timna Mayim. That's the piyut we do before the we daven for Geshem. And on Sukkot as well, when we start saying Marid HaTal, we stop saying Masha Baruch Amar Degashim, there's also a piyut about Tal. It starts with the words Tal Tein, Lirtzois Artzecha, Bechulei. But the Arizal points out that there's a fundamental chilek between these two piyutim. He says that the piyut for Geshem is written in Keseder Aleph Beis, which is common in piyutim. It starts with the Zachar of Nimshech Achrecha Kamayim, Berachtai with the Beis, then Ginanta Gimel, Derashtai Dal, Bechulei, goes from Aleph Tol Taf. But he says the piyut for Tal is not Beseder Aleph Beis, but it's the opposite. It's Beseder Tashrak. It starts from Taf and goes all the way back to Aleph. Tal Tein, Loratzes Arzcha, is a Taf, and then she's saying it was a Shin. Rav Dagab the Sirish is a Resh, Vechule goes from Taf till Aleph. And Haloi Davahu, that there's obviously not been Mikra, that the Paitan made the Piyot for Geshem start with the Seder from Aleph to Taf, and the Piyot for Tal is from Taf to Aleph. What is the beer in that? What's the Hazmer in that? And Rav Huttner says a beautiful Hazmer, and the Sinian goes into the whole Yasite of what the Chilik is between Geshem and Tal, based on our Gemara over here in Daf Gimel and Tainis. And he says, when you have something which is written Beseder Aleph Beis means that things are going in order, kefi the normal Hanhaga the Olam, where one thing leads to the next. You go from Aleph to Beis to Gimel, there's a Seder, there's a Mahalach, there's logic, and things make sense. When you go from Taf to Aleph, Tashrak, that represents something which is beyond Seder. It doesn't go with the normal Seder of the Olam, the normal Seder of Hanhaga. It's not something that we can necessarily understand with our Seichel, with our logic. It's a Hanhaga that goes beyond Seichel and beyond logic. That's going from Taf until Aleph. And he says that that is really the aside of the chilek between Geshem and Tal. The Gemara tells us over here that Tal, you don't have to mention, because Tal lo mi'atzer, Tal never stops. Tal is going to come all the time. Tal comes whether we're right or not, it's always going to come. Mashenken Geshem, Geshem is the polar opposite of that. Geshem is something which is Tal in our Maisim, like we say in Kriyashma, v'atzer seshamayim v'lo yeh matar, that if we're Zeiche, then we'll have Geshem. If we're not Zeiche, we won't have Geshem. Geshem is Tali on how we behave. We have to be Zeiche to, we have to behave properly to be Zeiche to Geshem. But Tal is there all the time, whether we're Roy or not. Tal is Lamiyatzer, Tal never stops. So Zakta Funda, that's what the Paitan is being Miramist over here with the different Ifanim of Piyad, whether it's Aleph to Taf or Taf to Aleph. He says Geshem, which is Tali in our Maisim, that's something that follows the normal Hanhaga of Aleph Beis, and therefore the Piyut is Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet from Aleph to Tav, Kefi the normal Seder Hanhaga. Mashenkin Tal, Tal is something which is beyond Seder, beyond the normal Hanhaga. Tal is something which never stops, we get it all the time, whether we're Roy or not, and therefore Tal is, that's reflected by the Piyut, written by the Eifin of Tashrak, from Tav to Aleph, to say that this is beyond the Seder of Aleph Beis, beyond the normal Seder of Schar V'Einish. Tal is something which is here all the time. It's always going to be here, whether right or not right. There's always a hashpah of Tal which is going to be here. And it's really meduik also in the piyut that the piyut of Geshem ends off. Ba'avuri al timna mayim, b'tzidkei chayin chashrus mayim. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the schus of these avos and all the people there, we should be zeichet to Geshem. The piyut for Tal, we don't ask b'schus and ba'avuri, because Tal comes all the time. Mashenk and Geshem, we need schuyas, we need sibus for the Geshem to come. That is the Hesber of Huttner and the observation of the Arizal. And I think what this means is that there's really two different hanhagas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. There's a hanhaga of Tal, which means there's a certain baseline Ava, which is always there between Klaus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what, even if we're not right, even if we're not Zeicha, no matter what Madrega we're on, there's always a certain Bechin of Ava, which is always going to be there. That's the Bechin of Tal. But then there's a Bechin of Geshem, which is a higher Madrega, where we're supposed to develop that Ava, develop that relationship through our Maisim. We have to grow and become Roy to get that Hashpah. And both are needed. A person needs to have that Tal to know that no matter where he's holding, no matter what, there's always hope, there's always an Ava there, and there's always a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he can't stop there. He has to take that Bechin of Tal and turn it into Geshem, turn it into a Matzav where he's able to be Zeiche, b'schus his own Maisim, b'schus his Torah Mitzvahs, and his Avedis Hashem, to turn the Tal into Geshem, where that baseline Ava, which is always there, the Bechin of Tal, will now flower and blossom into the Bechin of Geshem, where b'zeiche b'schus our Maisim, and b'zeiche to the ultimate Ava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.